Welcome to the Finance Basics Podcast. My name is Larry Schrenk. Let me say something about my interest before discussing these podcasts. I teach a broad range of courses in finance as well as economics. In finance, I teach our introductory courses in corporate finance at both the graduate and undergraduate levels. I also teach our investments course and the general survey course in economics. At a more advanced level, I've taught derivative securities, fixed income securities, and risk management. I have quite a bit of experience teaching online courses, though I'm also a regular in the traditional classroom. My research interests focus on corporate finance. In particular, I study executive compensation, firm governance, and capital budgeting, especially real options valuation. I've constructed real options models, valuing energy and biotechnology projects for several Fortune 500 firms. In this series of podcasts, we'll survey basic issues in finance for an audience interested in an intelligent discussion of financial issues, but without any assumed background in finance. Each podcast will be fairly short, perhaps 10 to 20 minutes, and we'll focus on one subject. The podcast series will review a broad range of financial topics. We will talk about some of the most basic concepts of finance, such as risk, return, diversification, and the time value of money. We will analyze some core models that have been constructed in finance. For example, the capital asset pricing model, the so-called CAPM model, and the Black-Scholes-Merton option pricing model. The former is used to estimate the return on stocks and the latter to price derivative securities, which are commonly called options, such as puts and calls. To broaden our study of finance, we will also have a look at the history of finance and some of its famous and more often infamous episodes, themes normally overlooked in work in finance. What is the origin of Wall Street? What was the craze called Tulip Mania? And how did New York City become the financial capital of the United States, if not the world? Finally, I'll introduce some of my own personal views on my own research. But I will clearly label such editorials to make it clear that these are personal views or independent research. I don't want to confuse my views in these more editorial podcasts with the majority of podcasts that are intended to present standard views and relatively uncontroversial financial theory. I anticipate a broad audience for these podcasts. A wide number of people are interested in finance, and I hope that many of those are interested in developing a more sophisticated approach to our field. In particular, students who are either in finance courses or anticipate taking a finance course may wish to use these broadcasts as a resource. But if this is your interest, please be aware that these podcasts do not themselves constitute a course in finance. They are discussions of many important topics, but not a comprehensive overview of the field. These podcasts are not being produced in a systematic order. A few will have different parts, but most can be listened to in any order, or you may pick and choose among the topics that interest you. Finally, I do not assume that you have access to any special textbook or set of readings. Instead, these podcasts are self-contained, though in some cases I may recommend further readings for those interested. But I do not intend these discussions to be limited to a student audience. Many people interested in finance have done no formal study, but are keen to learn more about the subject, and these podcasts are produced for this audience as well. Perhaps more important than what I'm going to talk about is what I'm not going to talk about. This podcast is not about stock tips. I will never give you any advice on what to buy or hold or sell. I will never tell you when to put your money in or take your money out. The goal here is educational, to understand better the ideas of finance, while you may be listening with the ultimate goal of using your financial understanding to beat the market, don't expect to get that killer tip or any other here. I may on occasion mention real-world companies and their products. For example, I might say, assume that IBM will go up by $10 a share. But this statement is being used to illustrate some concept or theory. It will never be a prediction or a forecast of where that particular share price is going. I do this because these talks are livelier if we use real-world situations. But always be aware that nothing in any of these broadcasts should ever be construed as financial advice. I'd like to keep these podcasts as light and upbeat as possible, given that we're dealing with the issues of investments and corporate finance. In particular, I want to make sure that we are never overwhelmed by mathematical detail. I will need to use numbers and very basic mathematical operations in examples, but I'm only assuming that everyone can add, subtract, multiply, and divide. But nothing more advanced is expected of you. I may mention statistical concepts, but I don't presume that you have a particular background in that field. I do want to warn you, if these podcasts pique your interest, or for any other reason you wish to study finance more thoroughly, recognize that finance is a very mathematical field, and that any further study does require a knowledge of economic and accounting, as well as mathematics and statistics. But nothing of the sort is presumed in order to enjoy and benefit from these podcasts. Finally, feel free to send emails with comments or suggestions. The email address for the course is financebasics@comcast.net. That is financebasics@comcast.net. While I appreciate comments, I won't be able to answer individual emails. These podcasts are only a sideline to my own regular teaching, research, and service at the University of Baltimore, but I would enjoy reading your suggestions and comments. Please enjoy these podcasts, and I hope that you find them both interesting and beneficial to your particular needs.